Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Gurmeel Maggart, Neil Fishin, 51551. We've been discussing how to police the capital for months now, it seems. But the 10 million euro plan to bolster policing in Dublin city centre has come to an end. The funding was announced, you might remember, by the Justice Minister last summer after high-profile violent assaults in the capital. Under Operation Citizen, Gardaí were drafted in from other counties and thousands of extra Garda overtime hours were made available, with an increase in deployment of public order units and roads policing units with armed Gardaí on standby as well. To discuss this, we're joined from our Erachta studio by Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, and in studio here is Barry Ward of Fine Gael. You're both very welcome to the programme. Before I actually come to you, we discussed this earlier, the detail of it earlier in the programme, and the Gardaí have contacted us to point out that in Garda Síochána currently has, they say, a budget allocation in excess of 2.3 billion euro, which includes an overtime budget of over 130 million euro for 2024. And this, they say, is a 28 million euro increase in the overtime budget. And in Garda Síochána continues to have a proportionate an effective policing plan in Dublin city centre under Operation Citizen. An Garda Síochána will continue to deploy Gardaí on high visibility patrols, not just in Dublin city centre, they say, but across the wider Dublin region and the other divisions generally as required. And that's from the Gardaí, based on what we discussed earlier. So it brings me to the point, Barry Ward of Fine Gael. The question now is, given that extra funding, will all of the extra security benefits for Dublin city centre accruing from the emergency funding announced last August, is that now permanent?
Well, essentially, I think it is. I mean, the 10 million funding was for 2023, so it has ended in that sense. But as you've pointed out there is a significant increase in the overtime budget. The budget overall for Gardaí, now included in that is a number of new measures that Minister McEntee has brought into place, including, for example, body cams that we expect to see to come on stream, see coming on stream in the next couple of weeks. But there is a commitment, and Fine Gael has said this many, many times, there is a commitment to building stronger, safer communities in Ireland. Minister McEntee is committed to that. We are all committed to that. And as part of that, highly visible and more visible policing is a really important part. And I can tell you from being in Dublin City Centre every day, I see those Gardaí in the street. They are more visible than they were, and that will continue.
Okay, so the increased deployment of the public order unit, that will continue. The 48,500 extra Garda overtime hours per month across all Garda divisions, be permanent as well.
Yes.
The so-called days of actions with teams of Gardaí assembling to carry out searches against well-known criminals, that's to continue?
Yeah, I mean, these are all matters for the Garda Commission. Ultimately, they're operational matters that he will decide on.
Okay.
But the funding and the resources are there for them, yes.
Okay, so all of the extra features, Louise O'Reilly, that were announced since last August, that will continue. Is that welcome?
Well, the words are welcome. If they're matched by actions, it'd be even more welcome. But I think the fear was, and Barry's incorrect to say it ended at the end of 2023. It didn't. It was a budget of 10 million euros and it ended because that budget has run out. I mean, we could argue all day about whether or not it is appropriate or proportionate to be trying to run on Garda Síochána with that high level of overtime. I mean, it's not. It's not optimum. It was a sticking plaster. There hasn't been the additional recruitment that is necessary to ensure that can be done, because that should be done from existing resources.
But they Barry
shouldn't
have
to rely
on
overtime. Well, the 10 million euros was added to the overtime budget in August by the minister, and it was added on foot of a very public backlash and a public outcry after a very severe and violent incident involving an American tourist, which we will all know very, very well. And that was designed to increase the numbers of Gardaí on the street and to create that visible Garda presence. Now, when I met with traders and I met with people working in retail in the city centre, what they said to me was they believe that a visible Garda presence is the best deterrent. They had noticed a huge increase in terms of antisocial behaviour, theft, etc., not just on the streets, but also in their workplaces, which is very worrying.
The government.
the additional overtime, which was never anything more than a stick in plaster, that should have been followed with additional recruitment. But the government have failed to hit their recruitment targets, and we haven't seen an increase in the number of Gardaí in Dublin City. The increase in overtime was welcomed at the time, and it was welcomed by many people.
Failing
but
to
it was never
Barry.
Anything more
that's
than
fundamentally
a stick in
the problem.
Plaster.
Well, 280 new Gardaí have been assigned to the Dublin region, and that's 115 since the middle of December. So there absolutely has been an increase in the Gardaí in Dublin.
But you're not talking about the probationary guards,
no,
are
no,
you?
No, no, no. But there are new Gardaí on the street.
Full-time, qualified.
Full-time, exactly. And they're attested from Temple Moor. But I must say, my experience of speaking to traders in Dublin, and I was on O'Connell Street this week speaking to people, is very different. They have seen that change. That change is still there. The visible policing is there for anyone to see who's in the city centre. And it's important to remember that the overtime budget is there to allow Garda management to deal with issues as they arise. They could be large scale events, they could be other incidents, whatever it is, and it's a tool that's there for them. It has increased the budget. The minister has increased the budget for overtime by 28 million.
But some say it's still not good enough. We spoke with Stephen Kennedy, a business owner in the city centre at the top of this programme, and he said Operation Citizen had helped, but it wasn't enough.
Stephen.
It wasn't enough, he said. We need more Gardaí and more visibility.
And I don't disagree with him, which is why the recruitment campaign that we ran last year, which resulted in between 800 and 1,000 new Gardaí, will continue again next year to the same strength. And I heard what Stephen had to say earlier, and of course he's right. And as part of that Fine Gael commitment to stronger, safer communities, we want more guards on the street, we want to increase the strength of the force, and we want to increase the situation where people see Gardaí on the streets.
So how many
towns.
More Gardaí permanently do we need in Dublin, in your opinion?
Well, as I say, the target for this year is again the same as last year, to 800 to 1,000. That is what we're working towards, and that was the
is
the
that enough, Louise O'Reilly?
800 to 1,000 just for Dublin, Barry?
No, 800 to 1,000. I mean,
okay,
there
so
has to
the
be a
800
realistic
to 1,000
target.
Was the target for 2023, and that was missed. So 750, so it was missed. It wasn't anywhere close to 1,000.
You're not seriously
1,
suggesting 800 extra Gardaí for Dublin alone, are you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking Barry what he meant when he said additional Gardaí.
What do you suggest in terms of targets?
What we need to do is look at reducing the overtime bill and converting those overtime hours into direct frontline Gardaí. What we also need to see is the government looking at the retention crisis. So it's not just about recruitment, it is about retention. We have seen, and this is coming from the GRA, who are very much have their fingers on the pulse, they will tell you that retention has now become an issue within An Garda Síochána.
I know,
that
but they've
is
given
very,
us their,
very
their targets for recruitment. What is the Sinn Féin target for recruitment into Garda Síochána?
I think we need to double recruitment in the next number of years, and what we need to do is to ensure that we do that by operating the hybrid model. And I also just want to come back to
a recruitment target into An Garda Síochána annually of 2,000, is that it?
What I mean is we need to double the numbers coming through Temple Moor until we get back to appropriate policing levels.
Simplify this for me if you don't mind. What is a Sinn Féin target for recruitment into An Garda Síochána annually?
I think it should be at around 2,000. I think it should be double, between 1,600 and 2,000.
And the budget
2,000.
Allocation for An Garda Síochána at the moment is 2.3 billion. What would that do to the budget?
Well, what we would do is we would reduce the overtime bill. I mean, the overtime bill is already quite out of control. So what we need to do is put in frontline guards who are directly employed and ensure that that overtime bill is reduced. But I want to just return to the point of probationary Gardaí and to just ask, I mean, the probationary Gardaí that were deployed, they were sworn and they were deployed to Dublin City, they have now returned to Temple Moor for the second phase of their training. So they can't be included in any numbers. And I want to just be very, very clear. You know, Dublin City Centre, the people who live there, who work there, who socialise there and who have business in Dublin City deserve to feel safe. And what we saw in the latter half of last year from August on was repeatedly people saying that they do not feel safe. They don't feel safe in work.
Let me put that to Barry Ward, along with this text, Barry Ward, from a listener who says there was no visible Garda presence in the city approximately 40 minutes ago. I have just walked through the city. I wanted to report drug dealing on O'Connell Street. Not one Garda all the way up to Parnell Square.
Well, there is
Street.
Now a Garda station on O'Connell Street, but I must say,
so where are the Gardaí?
I don't know. The Gardaí are on the street. I see them. I walked down O'Connell Street yesterday, and I was quite impressed by the number of Gardaí we see there. I saw them on Parnell Square as well.
This
I saw
is
them
real
on College
time from
Square.
A listener who's saying they saw nobody.
Well, Cormac, you can choose a moment in time and not see a guard. It doesn't mean the guards aren't there. And in fact, the anecdotal evidence from everybody I talked to in the city centre, from traders to people on the street, is that they are seeing those Gardaí, and there is a much greater visibility of An Garda Síochána.
Would that happen in any capital thoroughfare across Europe, that you wouldn't see a police? police person?
Well, I mean, actually, if you want to talk about capital thoroughfares in other cities, you'll find actually that the levels of crimes in them across the European Union tend to be much higher than they are here. But
do
that's not
see,
what the issue is.
In Dublin city centre, and you often are there, I know, do you see any antisocial behaviour? Do you see open drug dealing? Do you see violence? Do you see no-go areas? Because that's what people are reporting when we discuss this.
Yeah, no. Well, firstly, I don't to the same extent. But just because people see it doesn't... Just because I don't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening. Mm. And I can tell you this much. There is no city in the world where there is no antisocial behaviour, where there is no violence, and where there is no crime being committed.
Where the council is closing streets because of unacceptable behaviour.
The question is, what do we do to deal with it? Now, the answer to that is to put more Gardaí in the street. The answer is Helen McEntee's commitment to stronger, safer communities of putting more people on the beat, giving them the powers, giving them the equipment, giving them the resources to do that. That's why the Garda budget has increased so significantly. And as part of that, there is a tool of overtime. But that's a really important part, and it's not to be done down.
It seems to me, let me put this to Louisa Riley. It seems to me that you both have the same answers. You both have the same solutions, Louisa Riley. You
but
just have the privilege of being in opposition. Is that not correct?
Absolutely not. I mean, we read in the paper today that Gardaí had been coming from counties Mayo, Cavan, Monaghan, Louth, Meath, Sligo and beyond to bolster frontline policing within Dublin city centre, and that has now stopped. So the question
because
is where are the Gardaí coming from? And they were in use up until 10 days ago.
Are you saying you continue that approach?
No, I don't think that that's an appropriate way to run the Gardaí at all. In fact, what I'm saying is we need direct recruitment and we need to replace the overtime hours. Overtime should never be anything more than a stick and plaster. Of course, it's important to have it when there is a need for a surge. Mm. But it seems that what is happening in Dublin city centre and the fact that this money was allowed to run out and not be replaced, it was additional
money that was
required.
That would take time. So that's my point. Your solutions, your response in the immediate is the same as Fine Gael, is it not?
Well, we would double the intake into Templemore and use a hybrid model so that there would be some Gardaí out in the stations while others were in training. We also need to see, the code of practice that was promised for the Garda Reserve. That needs to be published ASAP and we need to see an increase there because Garda Reserves can do a very, very important job. They won't replace frontline sworn officers and they don't want to, but they can be an absolutely vital support. There is more that the government could be doing. They're not doing it. And it's really unfortunate. We saw the result of Fine Gael policies on the 23rd of November in Dublin City. We saw it again in August.
That's
an
outrageous thing to say now,
Louise.
It's an outrageous and irresponsible thing to say. What we saw on the 23rd of November
was
not any party's policies. It was the result of individuals who decided to commit criminality on the streets. But can I address two things that Louise said? Firstly, the reason we are not bringing guards from Sligo to Dublin is because we have recruited more guards and we put 280 new Gardaí assigned to the Dublin region. So we don't have the same need to transfer guards from other things. The other thing that Louise seems to think is that there should never be an overtime budget. It's not a sticking plaster. You said it's a sticking plaster. In actual fact, the Garda overtime budget is an essential tool for Garda management to deal with issues as they arise. As I say, that could be anything from a match in Croke Park to a concert or whatever it is. But they need to be able to put more Gardaí into a particular situation at given times. That's what the overtime budget is for, and it's a necessary
tool. And a new overtime budget, do you think that will make people feel safe in Dublin City Centre?
What will make people feel safe in Dublin city centre is more guards on the street. That's what's
happening. Will this do it, in your opinion?
Well, no, that's part of the tool, but it's the overtime budget is not about that. High visibility policing is a key tool, and it is happening. And as I say, people see it. People see it for themselves. They don't have to rely on me to say that.
No seems to be the answer.
But Barry, there was a need for visible policing in Dublin city centre in August following those two very high profile violent incidents,
the recruitment campaign was ongoing. It takes time, Louise, as you well
know. Let me speak. The minister announced a €10 million increase in the overtime budget. It was a sticking plaster. It was a response to violent incidents. What we want to see is recruitment of Gardaí and retention of those Gardaí. We want to see visible policing on Dublin city centre streets and around the country because that's what people deserve.
We'll leave it there. 51551. My thanks to Barry Ward of Fine Gael and Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin.